This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, further discussion of the proposed nuclear facility at Lamb. The DOE is seeking input into issues that need to be addressed in the Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement, EIS, for the Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Replacement, CMRR, project at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. The need for a supplemental EIS reflects how large the CMRR project has become since the original EIS in 2003. The physical footprint is about 50% greater, and projected costs are approximately 7 times higher, possibly as much as $5 billion. 2 public meetings held this week in White Rock and in Pewaukee allowed the public to ask questions of DOE staff and comment on issues raised by the project. Cultural Energy posted an audio of the public forum at culturalenergy.org. One of the main concerns voiced by the speakers was whether a supplemental EIS is sufficient to address the dramatic increases in size and cost. Many suggested that an entirely new EIS is needed. Further, recent studies of seismic hazard have compelled engineers to plan further excavation to a depth of approximately 125 feet below the proposed nuclear facility to be filled with at least 225,000 cubic yards of concrete. Some speakers noted that economic and cultural injustices are magnified by the proposed expansion at LANL. They observed that no studies have been done for the health effects of those living in surrounding communities. Several participants raised questions about the validity of the mission itself and asked that the DOE consider alternatives to new construction. They suggested that the proposed CMRR would divert funds from the development of climate change technologies as instituted by the Pentagon since 2003. Funds for the new building may also delay promised cleanup work under the Compliance Order on Consent, regulated by the Mexico Environment Department, and the Individual Stormwater Permit, regulated by the EPA. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "We are concerned about the quality of water to be diverted from the Rio Grande through the Buckman Direct Diversion Project, which is located about 3 miles downstream of LANL. DOE has been on notice for more than 2 decades that cleanup is a priority. EPA has identified 60 high-priority dump sites in Los Alamos and Pueblo Canyon that have a potential to discharge contaminants during a storm. Nevertheless, the Buckman Diversion Project expects to send treated water into the faucets of Santa Feans in January, making it urgent for DOE to make cleanup of these sites the priority, not a new nuclear facility," end quote. DOE will accept public comment until November 1, 2010. Emails may be sent to nepalaso@doeal.gov. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again, or to download talking points about the CMRR in order to prepare your comments, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.